Tradition. What's it really worth? Like all the best questions, this one does not have a simple answer. Easter isn't far away and the wine bins at the homestead are getting low. If the weather's halfway decent, the likelihood is that on Good Friday I'll be in mid-channel with my family, bound out for an early season raid on the caves of northern France. We've been making this annual pilgrimage since before my grown-up daughter was born, and you'd think we'd all be fed up with it by now, but we're not. Judging by the number of sails we'll be watching going our way, neither are hundreds of other South Coast sailors, anxious to remind themselves of the joys and horrors of our calling. Sometimes it seems like a lot of trouble, and when the forecast is for rain, we're tempted to forget it, but we make an extra effort year after year, because we don't want to break with tradition. I've no idea what goes on aboard the other yachts, but in our galley, another institution will be in full swing. This one has nothing to do with the sea. It goes back to my childhood, where I learned it from my grandmother in a terrace near the wharves in Sunderland. She had it from her own forebears. As the boat heaves and lurches her way south, we'll be busily engaged stripping the outer skins from a pound or two of onions. We'll wrap these around a dozen fresh eggs, tying them gingerly in place with sail twine. Once prepared, the eggs will be boiled hard and left in the pan to cool, where they'll take on the most fantastic tie-dyed brown and orange patterns. They're now pace eggs, the original Easter egg that predates today's chocolate confection by centuries. On Easter morning, to the consternation of the French, we roll these competitively along our side decks. Just as it was back in Dock Street, the one that travels furthest gets the coconut. The prize is immaterial. Generally, there isn't one, except for the satisfaction of a victory won squarely on a tipsy playing field strewn with chain plates, cleats, and fair leads. The word pace has no English root that I can find. Other countries, of course, don't call the spring equinoctial festival Easter. It's Pâques in France, Pasqua in Spain, and Pasqua in Italy. So although our language lost its way down the long road since the Romans left, somewhere in the fastnesses far to the north of Watford, the torch of civilization still flickers. As for the rolling process, perhaps it refers to that greater question, who rolled the stone that sealed Christ's tomb? I don't expect ever to know. It's enough that I trundled my pace egg with Grandma, and that my offspring follow on. It's a family tradition that connects the smallest living members of our tribe with unknown ancestors who would otherwise be lost to us forever. Once I made an extended cruise in the company of a hero. He never missed his watch, never lost his temper, and it must be said, lest he be thought a saint, never failed to point out the error of my ways. He didn't hang back when there was hard work to be done. He was tough, literary, a philosopher. This remarkable individual didn't even eat much, yet none of these exemplary characteristics qualified him for the accolade of Superman. This was awarded for the pride he took in attending to the ship's flag etiquette. In another life, he'd been a professional hand aboard one of the great yachts of the previous generation, and he would no more sleep through 0800 than miss the chance for a nip of my best rum when it was offered. At 0759 he'd be up on deck, rain or shine, fresh-faced or suffering the sort of hangover that would stun a racehorse, unrolling the 2-yard ensign. Cold on the stroke of 8, checked by the ship's navigation chronometer, up went the colours, followed by the club burgee. In the tropical evenings, as the sun bit the horizon, bound on its nightly passage for Panama and points west, he took them in again and stowed them with proper reverence. That's another tradition that binds us to a past we can be justly proud of. To let it slip breaks a link in the chain that defines who we are.